Welcome to Omnia Talks. I'm your host, Ryan. In a world built on noise, distraction, and illusion, there is one emotion that quietly shapes it all. Fear. It hides in our screens, in our systems, even in our own thoughts. It tells us who to be, what to believe, and what to run from. It's the invisible hand that is guiding the collective mind, a silent architect of control. But what if fear wasn't truth? What if it was the program and love was the key to freedom? In this episode, we're pulling back the curtain on the matrix of fear to see how this single emotion rules the world and how awareness, courage, and divine love can break that spell. Because the real question is not, what are you afraid of? It's, who would you be if fear wasn't running your life? Fear. It's the oldest language on earth, a silent whisper that shapes choice, relationships, and destinies without ever needing to speak. It thrives in headlines, in laws, in prayers twisted by guilt. It hides behind the promise of safety, but safety that demands your soul isn't safety at all. What if fear wasn't something that happens to us, but something that's been programmed into us? What if we've been living inside a frequency, a matrix of fear, that feeds off our attention, our beliefs, our energy? And what if freedom was never outside of us, but within us all along? It starts early. The moment we open our eyes in this world, we're taught what's safe and what's dangerous. We're told how to fit in, what to believe, who to trust, and who to stay away from. Fear becomes a silent teacher of childhood. We fear disappointment. We fear punishment. We fear rejection. And then we grow up. And then we call that fear being realistic. But what if being realistic just means staying in the cage that we were born into? You see, fear is not just an emotion. It's a system. It is an ecosystem that thrives on low vibration. Every time that you doubt yourself, compare yourself, or silence your own truth, that feeds the system. And the moment that you stop feeding it, it begins to die. Look around. Our society is built off of fear like an economy. You know, media sells it, politics weaponizes it, corporations market it. Fear says you're not good enough until you buy this. Fear says they're the problem, not you. Fear says if you question the system, you'll lose everything. It's a frequency, a loop, to keep people scared and so that they'll stay obedient. But the real revolution is not fought with weapons or protest. It's fought in consciousness. Because the moment that you become aware of fear's design, you're already stepping outside of that matrix. Even the sacred have been touched by fear. Throughout history, religion was used not to free the soul, but to govern it. Obey or burn. Believe or be cast out. Follow or be punished. But that's the thing. Those aren't the words of God. They are the words of men who fear losing control. True divinity doesn't demand submission. It invites remembrance. It says, you are made in the image of love itself. When fear enters faith, it becomes manipulation. When love enters faith, it becomes liberation. Jesus did not come here to create a religion. He came here to end the illusion of separation. Awareness is the key that unlocks this prison of fear. When you become aware of fear, when you observe it without feeding it, it loses power. Every time that you pause before reacting, every time that you choose love over panic, presence over noise, truth over comfort, you are unplugging from the matrix. You start to see the pattern. you start to realize the more fearful the world becomes, the more powerful love truly is. And then something sacred happens. You stop seeing life as a battle, and you start seeing it as a lesson in remembrance. This is where the teachings of Jesus become more, so much more than words. So much more than words. They become energy. They become a frequency of consciousness that cannot be bound by dogma. You see, Jesus never said, "Come join my religion." He said, "Follow me. Follow the way." Not the institutions, the way of compassion, the way of forgiveness, the way of inner power. He showed us what it looked like to live without fear, to face death, betrayal, and pain, and still say, "Father, forgive them." That's not that wasn't weakness. That was mastery. He didn't teach to fear God. He taught the presence of God. He revealed the kingdom not as a place in the sky, but as something already within you. And when you live from that truth, fear can no longer possess you, because love already has. You see, the matrix of fear doesn't collapse through war. It collapses through remembrance. When you start walking with love, when you stop needing to be right, when you release judgment and choose compassion, you start shifting timelines. You are creating that heaven on earth. And that's the revolution the systems fear the most. A world of awakened hearts. A humanity that no longer bows to control, but rises in unity, truth, and peace. You know, there was a point in my own life where fear ran everything. Fear of not being good enough. Fear of being misunderstood. Fear of failing. And then I realized the more that I tried to control everything, the more I lost control and connection, the more I lost the connection to myself and my soul. But the moment that I started trusting love, trusting that deeper guidance, and that still voice within, everything began to change. It wasn't that the fear disappeared overnight. It's that I stopped giving it power. I stopped believing it. You know, I stopped believing that fear meant danger, and I started seeing it as a signpost, a call to go deeper into faith. And that's when I understood what Jesus really meant when he said, "Do not be afraid." He wasn't just talking about the storms outside. He was talking about the ones inside. Because once you remember who you are, a soul created in perfect love, the matrix of fear cannot touch you anymore. So I'll ask you this again. What would you do if fear wasn't running your life? Who would you become? What would you create? How would you love? Maybe it's time that we stop letting fear write the story. Maybe it's time that we remember the truth that always was within us. Because love, real love, isn't an emotion. It is liberation. And that's the power Jesus came to awaken in all of us. Fear was never your enemy. It was your teacher. It showed you that wall, the walls that you built, the illusions that you serve, and the places within that still longed for love. But the truth is, you were never meant to live small. You were never meant to live afraid. The systems of this world may thrive on fear, but the kingdom of heaven thrives on love. And love is what you are. So next time fear whispers that you're not good enough, remember, Jesus didn't come to build a religion. He came to remind humanity that perfect love casts out all fear, that heaven lies within you, and that freedom begins the moment you choose love over illusion. Because fear divides, but love unites. Fear controls, but love liberates. And the moment that you remember that truth, the Matrix loses its power. This is Omnia Talks. Thank you for listening. And remember, the world changes when you do. If you guys enjoy this, please share with somebody. Share with anybody that you think would resonate with this. I would really appreciate it. Leave your reviews down in the comments below. And I do have a part two coming. So stay tuned and be prepared in all things. Have a great one, guys.